Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Wow, I love the vibrato on that.
Thanks. I don't know. Did I have a lot of coffee today? I'm not
beautiful.
Sure.
Very beautiful. Welcome to Los Angeles, everyone.
Have you guys been following us on Instagram? Did you see our duplicates? Because let's talk about Kerbrittany.
If you haven't seen this, God spared you. I'm just throwing that out there.
It's my favorite thing I've ever seen.
Truly, it's like, of course, Sarah looks perfect in every single one. And I look like the demon crawling out from underneath your bed at night. Like,
no, it really has to do, I think, with a couple things. One, that maybe this app was made by Asian people. And so my face is better suited for these refaces, as they call it. And two, even when I do the Britney one, it's weird. So I think she has a very special face shape.
Listen, I can only hope that the reason why my face just doesn't look good on any of these is because it's an Asian app. But at this point, I've tried every reface available and I look deranged. I look like my face...
You looked great as Justin Bieber.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Really appreciate that. I'm glad I look great as Biebs. Like, it was like all the men I looked great. So I'm like, oh, I have masculine features and one more complex for me to have. Lovely. Dr. Sam.
Get out of here. It's really all it does is the eyes. And then it really makes your nose stand out.
Yes. And also, weird. Like, it makes my eyes look really close together, which I did not think they were close together. But now I'm like, well, maybe they are. Maybe they are.
No, they do that with the sizing is weird. Don't become insecure because it's
Sarah keeps sending me gifts of herself, like as Andy Dwyer from Parks and Rec, or like Dwight from The Office, and I just have to like send her a text message every time that's just like, no, period. Like, enough is enough. I don't think I can take this anymore.
I really am enjoying it too much, and I probably have it. Like sold my privacy, like just all the rights to my life.
Listen, if selling your privacy means seeing how you look with platinum blonde hair a la Lady Gaga, I am all in.
It's very helpful.
I feel like you, that's your next look. You have this baby, you bleach the hell out of your hair and just go for it.
Cool mom, K-pop star.
Thanks for that little introduction, little warm up to our pod. We have so many little pieces of news to share.
Yeah. This is a sad one. Let's start with this one.
Sarah, Clarisonic is shutting down. They're going out of business.
I never thought I would see the day. People up until like literally last month have been asking me about Clarisonic. Like,
same.
My sister, obviously, like, she's older, but in a generation that grew up with these brushes, but people still are very interested in the brushes, or so I thought.
I'm shooketh. This was like the first beauty tool that when I, you know, received as an editor reporter.
Oh my God, so stoked.
That I was like, holy shitballs. Like, I have made it. Clarisonic sent me a product with brushes? Like, this is insane. Why do you think they are going out of business?
I mean, I've read a little bit about it. And, you know, we've talked about this offline, too. For me, what it is even though gadgets are, you know, having a moment, and there are so many gadgets that I think are really successful and, you know, people swear by all this stuff, especially now, you know, in quarantine when we can't go get our facials and we can't get all these treatments that like we usually would, and we're leaning on gadgets instead to use at home. That all said, Clarisonic has just gotten such a bad reputation for whatever reason over the last few years, or, you know, 5 years, whatever, because people just think that it's too abrasive on their skin or unnecessary, which personally, I haven't used a Clarisonic in a while. I don't use any cleansing brushes. Like, I was using the Foreo for a minute, but then I was just like, you know what? Fingers are fine.
Same.
That said, people still love using brushes to clean their faces. So I just think that, yeah, people have just associated it with like the past and being too harsh on their skin. But what about you, Kirby?
I think you're nailing it. That's exactly right. I think brands like Foreo have probably been the death of Clarisonic. Their marketing is straight up like, cleansing brushes are bad, use Foreo instead. And I'm going to go on the record here and say, what the fuck does Foreo even do? Like, what does it even do? I feel like I put that thing on my face and it just vibrates a little bit. I'm like, maybe I'll put it on my vagina instead and that'll feel better. Like,
well, that's the thing too, because it's like the complete opposite of the Clarisonic in that the silicone little tips or brushes, quote unquote, are so like short. It's not really doing that much.
And they also, you know, they say it's like antibacterial, antimicrobial because of the silicone. I tried this out when it first launched and I truly didn't think it was anything to write home about. I felt like I could get a cleaner cleanse from just using my fingers. Because you can't maneuver it but in the crevice of your nose, underneath your eyes. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
So for me, I don't think that Foreo is actually a better option to Clarisonic. And I think also because of chemical exfoliants, physical exfoliation has been made into this like devil part of your routine, that you should not use harsh scrubs, you should not use harsh brushes. But, and we've, like you've said, talked about this offline before, Clarisonic is not an exfoliating brush. It's a cleansing device.
Right.
And they were very, very meticulous about positioning it that way. And I know some people said that like they left it in their shower and it would get moldy and stuff. I personally literally never had that happen. I mean, you have to probably just not be keeping up with your accoutrements if that happens.
Yeah. Like, you still got to clean it.
Like, you got to clean your brushes. You're putting it on your face. Like, it doesn't just clean itself. But I will say, I used to use my cleansing brush, my Clarisonic, with a scrub on top. And that is what made me a chronic overexfoliator. And I nipped that in the bud real quick. When it came to heavy-duty makeup removal, I would use it in the shower. And I thought it did a great job.
Great.
But I don't know. You're totally right. Like, at some point, I was just like, fingers are fine. I don't need this to really get my skin clean.
Yeah. And I am just really surprised that they could not have, they couldn't pivot in a way, any way that would have saved them. Or maybe they just were like, you know what?
Remember when they launched the brushes that were meant to be used with makeup?
Yes. Because I think I got those attachments.
Yeah, same. I was like, no, I'm not doing this. Like, I don't want to brush, like, brushing product into my skin.
Mm-mm.
It just sucked. And I met, you know, the creator of Clarisonic. Lovely, lovely man. And that wasn't even that long ago. It was like maybe 4 years ago. I went to the Clarisonic plant and learned how they make them. And it was a really eye-opening experience. But it's such a bummer.
It's more like nostalgia since, you know, both of us don't even use.
It is.
We don't use one in our regular routine. It just like feels really sad.
It's so sad. It is so sad. But you know what? This is going to keep happening.
Yeah.
Like Foreo at some point is going to go out of existence. Like I just don't think that those products are necessarily necessary to get a good facial cleansing moment.
Absolutely. All right. Some other exciting news for Rihanna and Fenty Beauty fans. So the queen is releasing skincare products. Fenty Skin is coming, y'all. July 31st. Mark your calendars. Kirby, are you excited?
I think Rihanna is such a smart businesswoman. And of course, Rihanna has beautiful skin. But I would argue that Rihanna has everything at her beck and call to have beautiful skin.
Mm-hmm.
I generally don't gravitate towards skincare brands that are a launch, like an offshoot of a makeup brand.
What's one beauty brand that has a skincare offering that you actually like?
Can I tell you? You're gonna laugh, but it's like there is a product in my head that I'm like, this is such a good product.
Okay, I'm thinking of one too.
Okay, Tarte.
Oh, that's true. That's a good one.
Tarte, I don't know. They are the exception to the rule. They make amazing skincare products. I love their Rainforest of the Sea collection. I love the Maracuja oil. The vitamin C that they make. Mm-hmm. I cannot remember the name of it, but it's a giant bottle. And I think it has like vitamin C and AHAs in it. I tried it actually for the first time last summer and I freaking loved it. It was so, so good.
Yeah, I definitely think their skincare products are underrated.
What's yours?
I was going to say Charlotte Tilbury.
Oh, yeah.
I think she does a good job.
Like she was smart though because she launched the magic cream like with her makeup.
Totally. You're right. I guess so. It was like, but it seems more like a cosmetics brand, right?
Oh, of course. It's definitely cosmetics. But she, like, to your point, she was smart to include skincare in that. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel like, okay, now we're going to just try to figure out skincare. It felt like a priority. I think that's the difference.
Yeah, which is obviously so many beauty brands have been doing this, you know, what Rihanna is doing. Which, you know, it's smart because she has, you know, obviously built this huge fan base and they just want more, more, more. And they want to know how to get Rihanna's glow. And so we'll see if the products deliver, but all we can talk about is the fact that the products are coming out on the 31st. But if you go to Fenty Skin has an Instagram, they already have almost 300,000 followers. They literally just launched. Rihanna walks her fans through her skincare routine using the collection, and you can see that she is using some sort of cleanser, some sort of toner or essence, and a moisturizer. So I think that is what we can expect at the very least. And Kirby and I will get our hands on the products and try them out and talk about it when we can talk about it.
What if Rihanna came on Los Angeles?
I mean,
would we have to be upfront with her if we didn't like the products?
I don't know if I could do that.
I don't think I could tell her if I didn't like them. I'd be like, yep, they're great.
She would convince us by the end of it. And then we would just be like, yep, this is all I use. Even if we had Priscilla Ohno on and she sold it to us, we'd probably.
If you want to dog walk me, I'll do it. Just like tell me what to do and I'll do it, Rihanna. Okay. Another piece of news that launched yesterday, Monday. Charli and Dixie D'Amelio created a line with Morphe. If you're not familiar with Charli and Dixie, hands down, the biggest influencers on the planet right now. I mean, they surpass everybody. On TikTok, they have like millions upon millions of followers. Charli is like the more popular one. She's 16. Her sister Dixie is 18. And I mean, they are monetizing. They are monetizing. Money, money, money. So Allure has the exclusive on this.
This story, by the way, is written by Willa Bennett, who was a former bustler, my former coworker, and like expert on Gen Z. She could probably teach a college class, like build a whole curriculum about Gen Z.
Ooh, I want her to come on and talk to us about what to expect from Gen Z beauty-wise.
Oh, we should. That'd be fun.
That'd be great. So it says how Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio worked together to create their first makeup line. So they are collaborating with Morphe on a sub-brand called Morphe 2. And the images are really beautiful. Like they look very fresh, very young, you know, a glossy lip with a neutral tone. And then these like really pretty ethereal, shimmery eye shadow colors, yeah. Which is great.
I really like I like both of them, but the blue one's fun. Seems like something that I would have worn at 16.
Totally. Like experimental. What am I saying? I can't even freaking speak. Experimental. What is that? What is that word? So Morphe 2, it says, aims to redefine the way makeup is marketed to young people. The collection invites all individuals to celebrate their varying relationships with skincare, makeup, and beauty. Charlie tells Allure, with Morphe, we're working together to show that you are beautiful with or without makeup.
This is like the billion-dollar question from every beauty brand, an upcoming beauty brand. It's like, how do we attract Gen Z?
Yeah, how do we get Gen Z? I'm looking at the products right now. They definitely look like they're coming for Glossier for sure.
Oh, 1,000%.
You know, there seems to be like a skin tint that almost reminds me of like the Ilia oil, tinted oil. There are these little pots, which appear to be, you know, the sparkly eyeshadows. Lip glosses that look like juicy tubes.
Totally.
A blush. And then some makeup brushes. I'll be 100 with you guys. I think naming this sub-brand Morphe 2 is incredibly dumb. Sorry. But like, if you are 16 years old, this literally reminds me of Limited 2.
I didn't think about that until you said that, which completely makes sense. And I agree with you 100%.
Limited 2 was cool when I was in fourth grade, not when I was 16 years old. If you're really trying to market this towards a teen, I would suspect they want to be treated like adults because that's how I wanted to be treated.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not an infant. I'm not a child. I've lived some life. I'm still figuring it out, but I have my own personality. I'm still trying to figure out who I am.
Right.
But
even like when Glossier, RIP Glossier Play, who knows what happened to that? But like even when they launched that, Glossier Play doesn't, it's more playful. It seems more youthful, but it's not condescending.
Yeah. Just because of all the stuff happening with Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson with Morphe, Morphe dropped both of them, which I think was huge because they were major money makers for them. But why not just create a whole other brand that does target Gen Z, that takes Morphe out of it? Because I do think that Morphe is going to have a hard time, I guess, you know, reimagining themselves and getting their image back to a good place. They had a fiasco with Jaclyn Hill a few years ago. They have this fiasco with Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson now.
But maybe they are really holding on to the name and like what it comes with. Like, people know it. It's like recognizable.
True.
But I agree.
True.
I think they could have gone in another direction and it would have been maybe better. But they also have these two incredibly huge TikTok stars. So
I mean, it will sell.
Yeah.
Obviously with Charlie and Dixie attached to it, like no doubt. And then the name recognition from Morphe. But I always tell people this, you know, Glossier, I thought, was so smart because it stemmed from Into the Gloss. So there was still that tie to Into the Gloss.
Yeah.
It felt new. It felt different.
And even then it felt like, I remember when it came out and everyone was like, how do you pronounce it? Like, this is so weird. How do you say it? And now it's just become this huge, huge player in the industry.
Exactly. And I think another example I love to talk to people about is Birdie from Who What Wear. They could have called it like Who What Wear Beauty.
Totally.
You know what I mean? But then they went with Birdie and it's spelled with a Y and it's different and you're like, what? And it just makes sense. Like at first you're like, what the hell is Birdie? And then you go to Birdie and you know it as a hub for beauty content.
Or even Versed at that, you know, same company, right?
Yes. Smart. those people over there know how to market and know how to market well. I'm interested to see how this goes.
Same. Any Gen Z followers, listeners, let us know if you're excited about this launch. All right.
We're going to follow up on a few things that we talked about last Tuesday. And my sincere apologies for saying that we were going to have a double episode week and then not delivering on Friday. I had the worst dry eye, guys. And for the people that follow me and gave me suggestions, you are a godsend. I cannot thank you enough. My eye is way better now. But I was winky. I was a winky person.
It was bad.
I couldn't see. My head hurt. I was like miserable. There was no way I could have edited.
It's okay. People need a little break from us.
Never. So anyways, we'll have that episode coming this Friday. But last Tuesday, we talked about three huge beauty influencers launching their own brands. Jackie Ina, Desi Perkins, and Patrick Starr. Patrick Starr's One Size brand launched last Friday, and he announced Tuesday, the day our episode went live, what products he was launching with. Sarah, what did he launch with?
All right, so he launched with what we both thought was really surprising. Yes?
Yep.
Because when you think of Patrick Starr, you think makeup, he's going to do like this beautiful full coverage foundation, like a fun eyeshadow palette. But no, he launched with makeup removers, guys. So first, the Go Off Makeup Dissolving Mist, which is very cool, pretty innovative, I would say. And then these big old juiciest makeup remover wipes. Go Off. It's like bigger than my face.
So they're 8 inches, which he was like cracking jokes about. He was like, I know y'all like 8 inches. We're like, okay, dude.
But it's actually smart because... If I'm wearing a lot of makeup, I will inevitably use more than one wipe.
100%. So you guys know, Sarah and I would never say run out and buy makeup wipes as your sole form of cleansing. Like that's no. Just, we would never do that. We're pretty anti-makeup wipes. And we have discussed a few that we approve of. But in general, It should never replace your actual double cleanse. But he explained this. You know, we mentioned this last week. He was told to remove his makeup at work. And it felt like a full circle moment where he could launch with something that was a part of his past and put a different spin on it, especially because he does wear such heavy makeup. He talks about his makeup is drag makeup. It is very thick, colorful, and bold. And so sometimes just a double cleanse is not going to get that off. I think it's smart that he launched two removers because it's like the Go Off spray, you spray it on your face. It has like jojoba and rosehip oil in it. So it's calming. It doesn't feel super, you know, some like sprays can feel super like astringent-y, but this isn't. It's just...
Oh, totally. This is definitely oil-based.
You spray it on, you kind of work it with your fingers, and it comes, you know, it starts to just kind of melt off of your face. And then you use the giant makeup remover wipe, which literally like you could take it all the way down to your décolleté and get everything off without having to use another one.
Yeah, use the other side.
Yep. And those makeup wipes were also, instead of them being alcohol focused, you know, with the ingredients, it does seem like there's more oil in that as well. So when I removed my makeup during the call that we had with him, it came off. Like, I mean, it took me 2 minutes to get my whole face off, and it took him 3 to get his whole face off.
Oh, wow. Would you say though, again, reiterating, this should not replace your facial cleanser. This should be the step 1 and 2.
Yes.
And then you follow up with your cleanser.
It's like almost like a triple cleanse, which I know people are talking a lot about. So Spritz the oil spray, use the makeup wipe, then use something like the new Tatcha cleanser, which I've really been liking. Yoli even said that she was like teaching him when he was getting started in skincare at first. You're going to need to use 2 heavy duty ingredients or products to get your quote unquote mask off. And then you're going to go in to actually cleanse the skin.
I really liked this mist. I mean, I can't personally use it when I have lash extensions, obviously, because the oil is not good for my lashes. But I used it on my hand because I was like swatching a bunch of makeup and it took like no time at all to come off. So there, like, it almost like relieves all the rubbing that you would normally do on your face, which then maybe like, you know, causes wrinkles over time. So
I found it to be incredibly gentle. And let me tell you right now, when it comes to my Halloween costumes this year, I will be using this for removal, Hands down.
This is great for, you would say, like on camera stuff, especially if you have to switch looks.
Yes. If you are a makeup artist, get these in your kit. I think they're brilliant for being on set for sure with multiple looks.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have what else? Oh, Jackie Ina. We were trying to guess what she was going to launch with. What she launched with?
She launched with candles.
They're really pretty.
So I was right. They are pretty. She's not doing beauty. She's doing lifestyle.
Because Jackie Ina is a lifestyle.
She is a lifestyle. She is. Jackie. So she hasn't really told the story yet. Her and Dennis, her partner, fiance, have been working on this. I think that she's just interested in trying a new direction to have longevity. You know, she's not just, it's like Jessica Simpson. Jessica Simpson was a singer. And then she's like, you know what? I'm going to make shoes. And everyone's like, why the hell would you make shoes? And now she's a billionaire.
And then she's just a billionaire.
So good for her.
I really like the names of these candles.
Share a few.
Okay. There's one called Cuffing Season. There's one called, what is this? Cared Up. Is that right?
What is it?
Am I reading that right? Matcha Business. I'm watching this. I'm watching the video that she made. It's like kind of hard to read. And then Left on Red.
Hold up. Oh. Caked Up.
Oh, Caked Up. Okay. That caked makes more up. Sense. So we have Caked Up, Left on Red, Cuffing Season, and Matcha Business.
Cute.
Really cute.
I'm inspired. I also wonder what else she's going to come out with. Because like this video, it looks like furniture. You know what I mean?
It's like a sim. It's like Sims.
Yes. Is it like going to be home decor? I don't know. But Jackie, congratulations. We're super proud of you. Yeah. And we know this will be a success. Faux show.
I want to smell these candles.
I love a good candle.
What does Left on Red smell like?
Sass and class.
Yeah, there you go.
And then finally, let's talk about Desi Perkins. We know now she is not launching skincare. She is starting, at least, with sunglasses. So the brand is Desi with a Z. And you have some intel on this, Sarah.
Yes. Okay. So some insider info. I think, you know, all of us remember when Desi collaborated with Key.
Yep.
On those sunglass collections. I feel like that Key did the celebrity influencer collaborations before anyone else did.
Yeah.
They really hit it out of the park. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
With Desi, because those sold out like crazy. And I was telling Kirby, I remember when she launched those, because I was at Bustle and we had to cover the story because people were searching for them like crazy. Like people just couldn't get enough of her sunglasses. So apparently she learned a lot, you know, from working with Key. And then she realized that people loved her sunglasses and she thought she could do a better job because, you know, Key makes great sunglasses, very, very on trend, but she wanted to make designer frames that were a little bit more refined, you know, better quality. These sunglasses are, you know, made with designer materials. They're made very well, and they will be more affordable than what you would pay for like a Dior or, you know, whatever designer frames you usually buy. And then apparently she also didn't choose like stock frames, which you could do in the sunglass business. And she custom designed everything.
Yeah. So she didn't white label.
Yeah.
Good for her, Des.
They're really cute. I mean, her videos are obviously no surprise. Really fun to watch.
The aesthetics there.
Very sexy.
It's launching July 31st. July 31st. What a day. So many launches happening. All right. That's the news for you. We finally have news. That's what I'm excited about. We have stuff to talk about.
Same.
Now it's time for
What's on your face?
I want to talk about something that's been on my face for the past, I don't know, couple of months. But I've been doing it regularly every 2.5 weeks. And ooh, it's the Obagi Blue Brilliance Triple Acid Peel. I swore I talked about this on What's On Your Face before, but Sarah was like, nope, you did not.
No.
This is the Blue Brilliance Triple Acid Peel. It's $145. But listen, Linda, because I will tell you right now that this will help with your pores, dullness, and uneven texture. I got sent this product. It was probably the beginning of the pandemic. It was like February or March. And it comes with four little vials of this blue potion. So you are like, okay, instantly intrigued. You have to, you know, pull the tab off and, you know, unscrew it. And then it comes out and you put it in this little tiny glass bowl. And they say, take a cotton square and stick it in the solution just so it lightly absorbs. And then you start putting it like on your face and neck and décolleté if you want. Let me tell you something. You have got to be careful with this because this is not for the faint of heart. This smell alone is so aggressive that like I feel like I've singed nose hairs.
I mean, this triple acid.
It is triple acid. So it is salicylic, lactic, and glycolic acid all together.
Just eating at your dead skin.
And you have to be careful too, especially now that it's the summer. If you go outside, you need to be protecting yourself. I'm obviously wearing my sunscreen and my sun shield. But every time I do it, I'm always surprised at how aggressive it is because I do it regularly. I do it every 2.5 weeks. And they tell you, you should do it because it comes with 4 vials. You should do it every 2 weeks.
Is this something you would use to like prepare for something?
Yep. I don't think anybody's having their wedding this year. But if you were preparing for a wedding or a big, you know, I have a shoot coming up. So I'm like trying to get my skin in the best shape possible.
Big event.
And when I do it, I remember the first time I did it, my skin definitely like shed layers. My skin was to the point where I was like, oh my God, this looks like I went and got this professionally done.
Ooh.
So you can't peel the dead skin off of your face, but it is super gratifying to like see it.
Okay.
And then I would say you do it, like I always do it like Sunday nights. And then Monday, Tuesday, you're good. Your skin might be a little tight, maybe a little bit red, but nothing crazy.
Right.
Wednesday, it starts to kind of crack. Like you feel like you're coming out of your own skin and you're like, holy crap. Thursday, sloughs off. Friday, sloughs off. And by Saturday, you look at your skin and it's glowing and you're like, holy crap.
We gave one of these away.
Yes, we gave one of these away. So our winners will get this. And I'm just warning you guys, be careful. Like you need to know that this is a hardcore peel.
I have a question. How does it compare to Dr. Dennis Gross, the daily peel?
100% more potent.
Wow.
The daily peels, like obviously they're good enough that you can use every day if you want to. And I know Chrissy Teigen loves them and I love them as well. I also love the retinol option that they have. But this is like, you really shouldn't use this any sooner than 2 weeks between each application.
And it sounds like this is definitely like a treatment that you, like we said, you would do. I mean, would you continue to do this throughout the year?
Oh, hell yeah. Like, even when I'm not going to be prepping for this, and because I was doing it earlier this year and I didn't have anywhere to go. I was just like, hell, why don't I try it?
Right.
I like the way that it makes my skin feel. I feel like my texture looks great. I feel like my pores don't look as enlarged. And I feel like it does help with some hyperpigmentation. Like, I have a little bit of hyperpigmentation left over from like a pimple I picked that I'm starting to notice diminish. So things like that. And this is what I'll say. If you guys get it and you feel like it's going to be too much, they give you full instructions, so you need to read those very carefully. But you're supposed to apply one coat, let it sit for a minute, and then you need to apply another coat. And it's like, woo! It's like your face is on fire. And I have a fan, like the Patrick Ta fan that I use to kind of like cool me down. And then I'm good. And you leave it on for like 10 to 15 minutes, and then you wash with cold water and put on a moisturizer.
Okay.
But my tips would be, put Vaseline or some kind of balm like Aquaphor around your nose, the corner of your eyes, and the corner of your mouth to protect those really delicate areas. Obviously, don't go all the way up to your eye.
Oh my God.
Just
no.
For obvious reasons. And if you want to give it a try, maybe try it with just the one coat at first. See how that goes. And then bump it up. And anything you have left over in the little glass bowl, apply it to your hands and neck and décolleté because like those areas can probably withstand it.
Totally. Feet.
Put it on your feet. Huge fan. And just again, it's powerful and not for the timid.
I love this warning.
It's like all caps. All right, Sarah, you are going to talk about a product. This is such a good product. I'm so jealous that I didn't think about it.
It is, which we knew. We stan Marc Jacobs Beauty so much, but
we totally stan.
It's because they just do a really good job, you guys. And the product that I'm going to talk about that both Kirby and I have been obsessed with is the Brow Wow Duo Brow Powder Pencil and Tinted Gel. It is so good. It makes your, if you love doing your brows, you'll really enjoy using this. But also if you don't, you'll also enjoy using this because it makes it really easy. So it's two-sided, as I mentioned. One end has a powder pencil and the other is a tinted gel. The powder pencil side, which I, what I really appreciate is that it's super soft. So, you know, when you are drawing in your little strokes of hair, it's like very feathery and looks really natural. Sometimes with other pencils, you know, they can be really harsh or just like too dark too quickly. And then you have to like start over again. So that's why I feel like this would be good if you didn't like doing your brows or if you're new to doing your brows, because it's a little bit more forgiving than other pencils you might be using. And then the gel side is great. It's a really, really great texture. It's not too wet. It's not too goopy. The applicator seems to me, well, I guess it's not that short, but there's something about it, the wand, that like really just, it makes applying the gel really easy on your brows, brow hairs. Would you agree, Kirby?
I love the gel side of this, and you nailed it. The shape, that is like honestly like the perfect shape mascara wand if I was using one.
Yeah.
Like I just like the way that it looks.
There's like enough space between the bristles, so it's not going to be chunky. And then you can still comb through your brow hairs to sort of make sure that, yeah, it's blended really well.
And it's tinted. It's not clear.
So you would use the pencil first, obviously, and then follow up with the gel to set your brows in place. My only qualm is that it's not cheap. It is $39.
But
it does come with a pencil refill, which is great. And honestly, you don't need that much of the gel if you're using the two, so it'll last you. So yeah, so this brow pencil will last you a while. You don't have to be heavy-handed when you're, you know, drawing in your strokes. So it comes in, let me see, 5 colors. I am the darkest one, which is the dark brown. Kirby, what shade are you? Do you know?
I think I switch between light brown and medium brown.
Oh, sorry. I am not the darkest shade. There is a black. I am dark brown. So second to darkest. Yeah. Highly, highly recommend. You can get it at Sephora. Use your points or don't.
How much is it?
$39.
Yeah, so it's definitely more like prestige level when it comes to eyebrow products. But my hope is that they launch the eyebrow gel separately so that you can buy like a full size version just alone, because that eyebrow gel is so good. And
totally,
you know, you said that you use the pencil and then the gel. I've been using the gel and then the pencil to fill in sparse spots, and I love it.
Oh yeah. So okay, if you are a fan of the gel side more, it doesn't seem like there's that much product, so you would probably run out a little bit quicker than the pencil. But listen to Kirby, guys, and launch the gel as its own product. I think that would do really well.
It is a brow wow product.
All right, that's what's on our faces.
Wow, we just breezed right through this episode. 45 minutes. 45 minutes.
Go us. We're getting good at this.
We're getting so, so profesh over here. All right, this week we have a second episode on Friday with Amanda Montell, author of Word Slut, linguist, and former beauty editor. And we have so many great episodes coming up too. We'll have one with Patrick Starr.
And we have one with our dear friend Leslie, who is the founder of Clure. She makes some of the most beautiful skincare products. And she's an LA Glamgelino OG. So that was a really, really awesome conversation. I can't wait for you guys to listen to that one too.
We also loved the responses that you sent us on Instagram of what and who you wanted to see on the podcast. I think Sarah and I, you know, obviously we want founders and brands to come on and talk about, like, you know, why they created their brand and, you know, their brands that we love and support. But we definitely want to get more people on that aren't affiliated with brands that are experts to talk about things that you're really, really curious about. So if you ever have anything that you want us to think about, just email us. It's losangelespodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you.
Or you can go on our website and click contact us and then like write a little message and Kirby and I'll get it.
Write a little message, guys. And
it's really fun and high tech. It's called a website.
Yeah, so please visit our website. Visit our website. We're really proud of it, if you can't tell. It's like our magnum opus, but we didn't create it. Whatever. So thank you again for your support and for listening. We hope you have a great rest of your week. Take a minute to decompress, lower those shoulders, take a few deep breaths in and out. And just know that things, if they're not good now, they will get better. We promise.
Because we can't go any lower than this.
We should not be motivational speakers.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Nope. Sorry. Please follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Los Angeles Pod. Find our Facebook group. I have a special announcement. If you are in our Facebook group, there is a high chance you may be getting discount codes. So if you're not in the Facebook group, now is the time to join.
You hear that?
FYI.
Who doesn't love a discount code?
All right. We will see you on, you'll hear us and we won't hear you, but you'll be in our hearts on Friday.
Bye, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.